Well, it is 1930 UTC, and you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, because it's 1930 UTC. What else do you have to do at 1930 UTC? But listen to this. Who am I? My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm standing here. I think maybe I'll sit down. Does my cat want me to pay attention to her? Or is she just afraid to go into the bathroom? My cat just got up and is now walking around trying to figure out what's going on, because I've got some laundry in the dryer, and I don't think she likes the sound of the dryer, so she doesn't want to go into the bathroom. Hi, baby. You don't have to be scared. It's just a dryer. You can go in there and get some snacks. So now my cat wants to do kitty stuff. All right, so now I gotta move down here a little bit and put the blanket over my legs. Okay, here we go. Is this what you want, kitty? He wants to be a banky kitty? Yeah, get on that banky. Get up there. Yeah, there she goes. Okay. So we have a cat on a blanket. All right. So anyway, I am just taking a little break. I've been doing work. Can you believe that? It's amazing. Yesterday, I went to Nebraska Furniture Mart with my dad, and we got a new microwave. And so we brought it back, and the plan was to install that today. So last night, I took out the old microwave and took down the old mounting hardware, and then I had a problem with the vent duct. And so I had to spend some time sort of fixing or kludging the vent duct back into its normal spot. And then I had to actually modify the new microwave. And so now I think we're pretty much ready to go to install the microwave. My dad's coming over, in about an hour and a half or 2 hours. And we're going to try to put that new microwave in. That will be fun. It's going to be a pain in the neck. But I should tell you a little bit about my adventures in Nebraska Furniture Mart. So we went to Nebraska Furniture Mart, and there's TVs everywhere. There's two on every post, and these are just TVs. These are not even the TVs they're selling. These are just TVs telling you information about Nebraska Furniture Mart. And there's walls of TVs just sort of running self-ads. And then there's the section of the store that is more just wall after wall after wall of giant, expensive, and really nice televisions. Oh. And then there's other little TVs everywhere. Everywhere you find a little kitchen display, there's always a little TV in the kitchen. And all of this stuff is running. And all of this stuff has ads for NFM running on it. And so, while I was shopping for a microwave, I was also getting a lot of use out of a certain little device, a small little electronic device that I have. It's very antisocial. And I took it into that store, and there were so many targets, I couldn't even count how many kills I made. Oh, it was just ridiculous. If I had to estimate, I would say like 40, and I wasn't even trying. I was just, just kind of messing around, and it's just a little bit of blink and a little bit of blonk here and there. I put no concerted effort into it, but it was great. Oh, it was just chaos. I enjoyed myself immensely. Oh, yeah, and then I got home and started doing the microwave stuff. And a lot of this stuff with the microwave was just cleaning. Okay, remember, this microwave is the type of microwave that hangs from the cabinet above my stove. And so, once I got, the microwave out, there's just grease everywhere from cooking for the last I don't know, like 10 years. So there's just sort of this grease buildup on the wall behind the microwave and up in the ducts and up in the cabinet above the microwave. And oh, that was a pain. Luckily, I had a whole roll of paper towels and about a gallon of limonene. I love D-limonene and any cleaning product that uses it. And I've got this stuff. I've got this one product that I get directly from the janitorial supply store. It's an industrial cleaner. And so I had to clean up a lot of grease. And I got most of that done. Ugh. And I got just about everything ready. I made the modifications for roof venting to the new microwave. And I got some of the templates out, and I started sort of eyeballing where things needed to be. But then I discovered that we might have to take out a row of tile, but the tile is mounted on the wall diagonally. Yeah. Oh, it's such a pain. Yeah, the tile goes about halfway up the wall, and the old microwave mount was above the tile. But using the template, I measured and discovered that no, the holes for the new mounting bracket need to go where the tile is. So some tile is going to have to come out. And I have no idea how to go about doing that. But I got an email from my dad. Yeah, get out your Dremel tool. I guess I should say rotary tool, Dremel being a brand name. Ooh, I'm watching some Olympic speed skating and a bunch of guys just fell down. That can't be good. So, looks like we're going to be doing some Dremeling. My dad's going to bring over some kind of tile cutting wheel and we'll be cutting that stuff up. So that'll be fun. Got a lot of microwave stuff to do today. I should be up there continuing to prep all that stuff. But instead, I'm down here sitting in front of the TV with my cat. And I have to rub my kitty's tummy. Hi. And kitty's looking up at me. Hi. Yes, you're a good kitty. Yes, a rubber kitty tummy. Oh, so, as I wait for the appointed microwave installation hour, I am just sitting here in front of the TV. And I am reminded of what I was doing last night. Last night I watched some Olympics. And I saw Chloe Kim on the snowboard halfpipe. And she did a lot of spinning around and grabbing her board. But she did win the gold medal. She was far and away much better than everybody else. And she lived up to the hype. I was so glad. Just because I feel sorry for these athletes who they get hyped up as the next great thing, and then if they don't perform, boom, they're instantly forgotten. But no, not Chloe Kim. She managed to win her little snowboarding contest, and she was actually pretty good, I have to admit. And what else did I watch last night, Pippa? Yeah, we're getting to the good stuff here in a minute. I also saw some biathlon. And Martin Fourcade, he did win. So he's back on track. His event yesterday, the 10K sprint, did not go well. He had three misses and was instantly out of contention. But no, he made up for it yesterday with his big win. I forget exactly what the event was. Was it Mass Start? No. It was something. It was yesterday, so I already can't remember. Isn't that terrible? Yes. Oh, the dryer's ready, Dinkus. My dryer just buzzed and my cat startled a little bit. Yeah, you don't like the dryer. It makes kitty's noises that you don't like. Yeah, you're a good baby, though. Last night, as I was literally laying down to go to bed, I was flipping around in the channels, and I noticed that the movie Thrashin' was on, and I thought, oh my god, it's so bad, I'm going to have to try to cringe through some of it. And luckily, I just caught the end. I missed the most cringeworthy parts of the movie. But if you're not familiar with the movie Thrashin', this is a movie, a skateboarding movie from the 80s, that basically got it totally wrong. They were trying to make a movie about skateboarding culture or something, and it's just totally fabricated. It's so bad. There's no research done whatsoever. And the funniest part of it is this movie is famous for the poster. You know, movies have posters, right? And this is great. On the poster, the main character, I think his name is Corey, if memory serves, played by Josh Brolin, of all people, when he was really young. Oh, he's wearing his wrist guards backwards. If you don't know anything about skateboarding protective equipment, I don't know if people wear them anymore. I haven't seen them in a long time, but there used to be a thing called a wrist guard. It's basically a brace that holds your wrist in a certain position so that when you fall, your hand is open and you can catch yourself, and this will brace your wrist and you will be okay. Now, they only go on one way. So how do you get this wrong? Well, if you put the one that goes on your right arm on your left arm, you can put it on upside down. And that's what's wrong with the picture of in the Thrashin' poster. It's, you can look this up. Look up the movie Thrashin' in Wikipedia. And I'm sure it'll say something like notorious for getting the poster wrong. But this movie was so bad and obviously so cheesy, and they didn't do any research. They couldn't even figure out how to put the protective equipment on correctly. Oh, and, you know, it made it all the way through to post-production and everything. It blows my mind that such a terrible error could be made. And so anyway, this movie was largely derided by the skateboarding community. Nobody wanted to go see it because obviously they didn't know what they were talking about when they couldn't even get the guy's pads on correctly. And so the movie was a huge flop, and it's absolutely terrible. I don't think I've ever even watched it all the way through. It's so bad. You know, it's your basic sort of contrived skateboarding gang sort of story. And like all, there's good guys, there's bad guys, and it all comes down to a big race in the end, a big downhill race called the LA Massacre. It's supposed to be 20 miles long or something. So stupid. It doesn't make any sense and could never actually happen in real life. And I actually watched the last 10 minutes of it last night during the climax, during the, oh, we're gonna, we're gonna skateboard down this hill. Oh, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Although, in the downhill racing scene, there is some good downhilling skateboarding towards the end. The whole race is mostly contrived and very fake and done at extremely low speed, and it's so bad that the stuntmen sort of have to throw themselves and do extra rolls when they crash. It's so obvious and it's so terrible. But there are, there's maybe like 2 minutes in the end, right at the end, where we see some stuntmen who are obviously professional skateboarders doing some really interesting power slides with plastic-coated gloves on. And it's pretty good. I used to like to do that myself. Basically, what you do is you get some, like, industrial work gloves, and then you glue a piece of acrylic plastic to the palm and the fingers. And that way you can go flying down a hill on a skateboard, and when you pick up too much speed, you can lean back, throw the board into a massive board slide, and put your hands on the ground. And since you're, you know, right on the pavement, and so since you've got the plastic coated gloves, you just slide along with it, but you can take off a lot of dangerous speed. And so That was always really fun to do in like parking garages, where you can just go to the top of a parking garage and then fly all the way down. That's what we used to do. That was always a good time. I do, of course, have a bunch of tea right here. The dryer stopped, so the cat actually went into the bathroom. Did you get a drink? Are you thirsty? No more thirsty, kitty. The dryer stopped, which means I gotta take clothes out of the dryer. I'm wondering if I should start another load of laundry. Yeah. I don't think so. Maybe later tonight. But I think I'm done with laundry for today. But right now, I want to go back upstairs to the kitchen, because I'm just remembering. Where's that bracket? Is it still in the styrofoam? Walking up the stairs, and here's my old microwave. Dun dun dun. In all its 90s beige glory. Yeah, here's hardware. A damper plate, which we don't need to use, and the turntable grease trap thingies, and here's the hardware. I mean the bracket. Okay. So, here in my kitchen, we've got the new microwave in all its stainless steel glory, because you cannot buy any kitchen appliances that aren't stainless steel anymore. So that doesn't exactly fit into the decor of blonde wood in my kitchen, but who cares? That's too bad. Oh, I hear a yangy kitty over there. We're not going outside. So, open the cabinet. Yeah, this is still good. I had to sort of temporarily wedge this duct in. I'm just checking to make sure that wedge is still holding. Yes, it is. Holes are going to need to be drilled in the cabinet here. And blah, blah, blah. And somebody's meowing over here. What's going on over here? Well, who's a baby? Yes, you are a baby, aren't you? Well, what are you doing over here in front of the door? What's a kitty doing? No, we're not going outside. No, I'm sorry, we can't go outside. This is a baby, wants to go outside. How cold is it? Oh my god. Don't tell my cat this, but it's actually kind of warm out. It's above 40 degrees. What is it? No, kitties, you don't know what a temperature is. Now, you're unconcerned. Who's a good baby? Yeah, actually, what? No, kitties can't go outside. Kitties have to stay indoors today, and you're going to get all scared with all the crazy noises we're going to be making while we install the microwave. Who are you yanging at? You're a baby. Yes, it's such a baby. Ugh. All right, so I guess I can move that. We don't need to have that there. All right, so yeah, this stuff is basically ready to go. My big question is, how are we going to get the old microwave out? I mean, not out of installation. How are we going to get it out of my house? Where are we going to do it? What does one do with an old microwave? Take it apart for parts? Well, sure. Or how does one junk a microwave? I mean, it's not like you can put it in your trash can and let the garbage collectors pick it up. That's not possible. Ugh, better sit back down here and rest a little bit, because I'm going to be doing lots of physical labor here pretty soon, so I need to I need to rest up for that. Oh, I'm not looking forward to it. Oh, I've already run into other problems. I'm just, don't even want to think about all the stuff we're going to have to do to get this stupid microwave in. Just because I need a microwave oven. I never had a microwave until I moved into this house, and now I find that somehow I cannot live without one. I don't know if that's a good sign or not. So anyway, we're going to turn over. Oh my god, yeah. we're going to turn away from the Olympics here because, you know, today is the day that Champions League restarts. And the game that comes up soon, it starts in about 25 minutes. It's Tottenham. Tottenham versus who? Oh, I think it's Turin. Turin, Italy. That's where the game is. What team is in Turin? I don't remember. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. However, I'm going to be missing most of today's Champions League game while I install the stupid microwave. But I think there's Champions League tomorrow too. And the pregame starts at 1, but it doesn't say what the game is. What else am I missing today? What's on TCM? Oh, The Umbrellas of Cherbourg is on right now with Catherine Deneuve. I don't like that movie because it's all singing. All the dialogue is in song. Is it a musical? Kind of. It's more like an opera. But, yeah. Ooh, and look what's on later at 3 p.m. Day for Night, one of my favorite Francois Truffaut movies. Except I'm not going to be able to see it. Besides, I saw it a couple months ago. Oh, then Babette's Feast, La Strada. Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, at 9 o'clock tonight, Mon Oncle, a Jacques Tati movie. As I get older, I'm starting to appreciate Jacques Tati. And this is a messed up movie. Hopefully we'll be done by installing the microwave by 9 p.m., so I'll be able to watch that. That's funny. That's a bizarre movie. Oh, and then Antonia's Line. Huh, there's all kinds of good stuff. And then Black Orpheus at 1:30. Huh. Okay, so there's some interesting stuff on later. That's good. I will watch some of that. And what time does Mon Oncle get over? At about 11:15, which is right when I can start watching my Archer reruns. But I probably won't even watch them just because I've seen them so many times. Yowza! Let's double check anyway. Zipping up. The Simpsons Channel. Okay, we got The Simpsons Movie, and then 18 episodes of The Simpsons, and then Archer. Alright. Yeah. Looks like there's a couple of halfway decent episodes that I haven't seen too many millions of times. Maybe I'll watch, maybe I won't. Who knows? It all depends on the microwave business. I'm not excited about the whole microwave thing. But, you know, I'm just trying to mentally prepare myself for having to do labor. I'm probably going to hurt myself. I've already resigned myself to having back problems. Is that how we're going to lift this thing up? I don't know. Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be weird. Oh, and I just thought of something else. I need to take a piece of paper or something and tape it to the wall under the tile so that when all the tile chips and stuff start to fly off, they won't fall back behind the oven. How am I going to do that? Well, I guess I could just tape some paper down to... Yeah, okay. So where's my big roll of blue tape? There it is, silver there. Okay. I'm just trying to get organized. Let's go back to Champions League. That's the one good thing about February. Champions League starts back up. Dun, dun, dun. Program alert. Oh, and it doesn't pertain to me. The only bad thing about Champions League is that it's covered by Fox, and they have hired Alexi Lalas. Alexi Lalas has been fired from, what, two other sports channels? He's an idiot. Or maybe his contract just runs out. I don't know, but I can't stand the guy ever since he was on the hair team. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, look up, I think it was the 1994 Olympic men's team, or was it the World Cup team, or both. They're the same thing. It was the hair team. Oh, there's Gigi Buffon. 10 clean sheets this season, all competitions. Gigi Buffon is one of my favorite guys in international soccer. He's been around forever. He's pushing 40 years of age. And there is some question as to whether he'll be playing next season, because he's set to retire, but he could go a couple more years, to be perfectly honest. And he plays for Juve now. So we've got Juventus versus Tottenham. That'll be a good game, and I kind of want Juve to win. Oh, Gigi Buffon, he's the coolest. He's got to be my favorite. Is he my favorite goalkeeper of all time? Jeez, very possibly. Well, what about Edwin van der Sar? Jeez. Edwin van der Sar, he was great. He was my favorite guy forever. And he played until he was really old, too. How old was he when he retired? 40, 41? Goalkeepers can go a little bit longer than other players in football. So you can end up with goalkeepers who are in their late 30s and even in their 40s. And I keep thinking that Gigi Buffon is older, but no, I think he's only like 39 or something. But he's got a couple more years in him. He's been doing it forever. I love Gigi Buffon. He's so great. Songs about goalkeepers. You don't hear them very often. All right, so I think I checked everything I want to check. Maybe we should see if Thrashing is on again. Oh, let's check. I don't know, but Quigley Down Under, and then A Farewell to Arms. Oh, yeah. No Thrashing on tonight. Other horrible skateboarding movies include, but are not limited to, Gleaming the Cube. Gleaming the Cube is another cash grab skateboarding movie from the 80s starring Christian Slater. And that was another one that did not appeal to real skateboarders because, first of all, the title, Gleaming the Cube. Gleaming the Cube is supposed to be the most difficult trick to do on a skateboard. But it's not. It's completely fabricated. And the story goes, and I believe this to be true, is that one of the people working on the movie called up a famous ex-skateboarder who was now in the skateboarding manufacturing business and asked him, what's the most difficult trick? What's the trick that nobody can do on a skateboard? It's so hard. And the guy said, gleaming the cube. As a joke, there is no such thing as Gleaming the Cube, and that went on to become a title of a movie that nobody saw because it was so terrible. Oh, my name is Tobe. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day when I'm installing my microwaves at 1930 UTC, right here on the Super Microwave Installation Dimension Fortress. I gotta get out of here, so bye-bye, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my Yonon Radio.